bones are amazing things. They hold us up. They support us. They make us strong. But bones have other uses. In the past, bones were thrown by diviners, seeking out the mysteries of the future. Now the bones are cubes, made of plastic or resin. But they still reveal things to us. As they fall from our fingers and rattle across the table, the story becomes clear. Welcome to Bone Throwers Theater, an RPG actual play podcast.
Hello there, my name is Jordan, and we are playing Shadowrun on this episode of Bone Throwers Theater. I am playing Elf number one.
My name is Aaron, and I'm playing Dwarf.
This is Mike, and I'll be playing Troll.
This is Johnny, and I'm playing Orc.
And this is Jeremy, your game master, also playing one of the NPCs that will be involved with the group, labeled as human.
Human.
So is this like what's on the tag on our feet when we wake up and just look down and see
Troll? You roll out of a slab in the coroner's office.
I think it's pretty obvious. I don't think you need to be labeled.
There could be confusion.
There will be confusion, I will say, as to what is actually going on. As a recap, we are playing, as you noticed, everybody set a race as what their character sheet is labeled, because we're going to be discovering the characters and discovering the story, discovering the mission as we go along. So the only thing that your characters know is that they are Shadowrunners and they know how the world works. All right, as we begin, you guys, you feel like you're dreaming. You can't really see anything that is around you, but you feel at peace. You feel a breeze, some nice smells, like you're at a beach. You hear the waves crashing.
All right.
The smell of tropical fruit and flowers is permeating your senses. The air around you is warm. Slowly, though, it starts to get colder. The smells that you are experiencing go from sweet smelling into foul smelling. The sounds go from gentle to harsh, and sounds and senses that you could not place before, you hear the blaring of an alarm. You smell charred flesh and you feel cold. As you open your eyes, you are laying on a table, looking up at bright fluorescent lights.
All of us on the same table?
You look around, you see many tables in the room. Some are empty. Most of them are occupied with people.
Can I sit up?
Yes.
Okay. I sit up and look around the room. Besides the tables, what else is there in the room?
There are, on two sides of the room, a bank of, looks like, computer monitors. One side has an empty chair in front of, looks like, a laptop. There's a radio next to it. On the far side, there is another bank of computer monitors. There is an occupied chair with a figure who is slumped over the keyboard.
What am I wearing?
Everybody seems to be wearing white scrubs, like short sleeve, pullover top, V-neck, and pants. No shoes, no socks.
I close my eyes and go back to sleep.
How many people does it look like are awake?
There are five people that seem to be stirring. There are probably half a dozen more that are not moving. And one of the tables that you notice, since you're looking around at how many people are moving, there is a charred body.
Does it look like the people who are laying on the table, do they have any kind of inputs, like cybernetic inputs, IVs, anything like that?
No, there are no inputs.
So it's a room filled with people. Is the table next to me occupied with someone who's still out?
Yes. And they're only like two or three feet apart, enough for somebody to walk in between them.
Okay. I'm going to swing my legs over and try to, you know, like, nudge the person, try to wake them up.
No response.
I want you to check the person that slumped over in the chair. I don't want to touch them. I want to walk up and go, hey.
They're not moving.
I shake the chair. Still not touching the person.
As you get closer, that sense of char.
You can smell it?
Smells it. And also because that terminal is right next to the table with the charred body as well.
I think I would like to look at the terminal at the computer. See if it's running anything.
I'm going to jump up on top of my table, standing up, and...
What is the meaning of this? Someone better have some answers for me.
So you're checking the...
monitor in front of the bot in the chair.
There is static, just static on the monitor.
Can we see any reflections of the monitor?
Dim, murky reflections.
From my vantage point above everything, like, what do I see as far as races around me? Like, I'm seeing an orc and an elf and a dwarf so far.
You see a female figure sit up as well and kind of just look up at you. Long blonde hair covering her, most of her face down around her shoulders. Kind of looks up at you, puzzles, is like, yeah, what is going on?
I want to search the body for a key card.
Does the body look like it's been burned by a physical force, or does it look like it might have been burned by an astral force?
The body on the table?
Yes.
There's nothing connected to it. It doesn't look like it was set on fire. If you look more closely, the eyes look particularly burned. Around the ears, nose, and mouth look particularly burned. And their arms, the burn marks on their arms seem to correspond to their veins, blood vessels.
I start looking around to see, are there any sort of, like, cameras, or are we being watched?
There are no cameras that you can see. Johnny,
I'm searching the body.
Yes, Johnny is searching the body. Johnny, you are going to roll 3. Target number 5 or 6 is
0.
0, and it's not a glitch. So, you do discover something, though. As you're searching, the body, the head slumps to one side, and the eyes are completely burned out of the person at the terminal.
Yeah.
There is also a cable running from the side of their head into the computer terminal.
I'm going to make my way over there and ask, did you find anything?
His eyes are burnt.
Okay, I'm going to jump down off the table and start yanking back covers on other people that haven't gotten up yet.
They're not covered. They're just in scrubs.
Just
the same,
the same
white scrubs that you're...
I would like to walk...
I'm going
to
start whipping their white scrubs. No.
I would like to walk the perimeter of the room and see if I can find any form of exit.
There is a door towards one side. Double doors.
I would like to approach the double doors and see if they are locked.
They are locked.
Seeing him finding a door, I'm going to run up and pound on it. I'm going to physically attack the door, beat the door. See if I can brush my way through this door.
Does the door have any windows, or is it just solid?
A solid steel door.
Maybe I'm not going to try that then.
Does it look like it belongs to a safe, or does it look like a...
Not a safe door, it's just a
security door. Does it have a push bar or a knob? Or?
You cannot see any hinges.
I'm going to run my finger along the crack of the door to see if I can feel anything.
You feel some airflow.
Okay.
Anything on any of the monitors that's not static? Did you say there's two banks of monitors on it on either side of the room?
No, they appear to just have static on
them. All of them?
Yep.
How many monitors are there?
10 on each side. But only 2 terminals.
The chair. Does that seem to be made of a substantial metal that I could...
A standard office chair.
Office chair. Nothing I'm going to get a pry bar off of or anything like that.
Mostly plastic.
All right. I'm going to disconnect the jack from the guy's head and the computer, both.
Do any of us have jacks in our heads?
Yes.
I'm feeling the back of my head.
It's in temple.
Yeah, it's usually on the temple. So, as you're looking around, you have no jacks, Jordan. You notice the troll has some jacks on their head. The orc has jacks on their head.
That's what I was going to say, is I start feeling my head to see if I have jacks. After I unplug them.
I don't know if you want to do that.
That's why I unplugged it from both the computer and the guy.
When you unplug it from the computer, it looks like it starts rebooting itself.
I assume I feel the jack on my own head when I start feeling my head?
Yep.
All right. I'm going to plug in and wait for the computer to boot up, reboot itself, and then jack into the computer to see what I can sense.
You sense nothing.
Sense nothing?
No.
I'm not registering the computer at all, like, mentally?
No.
All right, then I'm going to try to... hack into it the old-fashioned way.
All right, go ahead. Roll me another 3.
Two successes.
Two successes.
And what skill would that be called?
Well, it's not necessarily, because remember, if something, you would be rolling the attribute and the skill.
Yeah, I know.
So, sort of hint that you are rolling only three dice.
Yeah, I know.
Says it's a defaulting.
Logic, maybe?
So logic is more like wisdom.
Oh.
Intuition?
Intuition. It's like knowledge.
Okay.
So yes, I had two successes.
Nothing.
Let me take a look at that there. See what you've got. See if you've screwed it up enough yet.
I humped back from my head and stick it in his.
All right.
There's no, like, sanitary wipes or something you can use on a thing before?
Nope.
Just spit on it. Jam it in there. So I'm going to try and reach the computer through the link.
Roll me three.
No. 2, 3, 4.
Nothing.
And then I will try and hack it the old-fashioned way as well. I assume that's a three again.
Yep.
There's two successes.
Nothing.
Can you spin an edge in this situation?
You could.
I don't know if I have one.
I don't think you know yet.
You don't know yet.
Yeah. That automatically takes another, adds another hit to it then? Is that one of my edge options?
Reroll.
Spend your edge to reroll. You can spend an edge to add your edge dice to it.
It's a pretty quick way to find it, right? Your edge pool is.
Yeah,
let's add the edge to my dice pool.
Which is spending a point.
Right.
Roll two more dice.
So, under edge, you write two.
And I got a 3 and a 1. So, under edge, I have 2, and I've spent 1 then, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And didn't learn
the human,
damn thing.
The lady that sat up and spoke to the troll. It's like, man, you guys are doing a great job.
Thank you.
Perhaps you've got something you could offer.
Do you know how to hack a computer?
Do we know how to do anything right now? We don't even know how we got here.
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
I'm just going to sit down and just try and center myself so I can think more clearly. Try and logic my way through this situation.
Let me try my hand at that. Clearly, this isn't working. And I'm going to try to hack into the computer.
Roll 1.
Roll 7.
Roll 7.
Oh, snap.
Do that again.
Oh,
I got no successes.
That's a whole bunch of nothing.
Two ones.
Okay.
2 twos and 3 threes.
Yep, nothing.
Well, obviously you don't know what you're doing.
I don't think any of us do.
I stand up.
I go try.
You see the blonde lady touching her temple. She's like, I guess I can try. I've got like 3 of these.
Oh.
Yeah. Sure.
Please.
Be my guest.
We'll be saved by
anything to get out of here.
While she's doing that, we'll go hack the other computer.
I'm also going to take a look at the body and see like if I can get any other information, like if I can tell what race.
You want to search the body?
Yeah.
I'd like to mutilate the corpse, please.
Since my search did nothing. Got 3? Nope.
Nope. Roll 9D and increase your memory to 1.
5 successes, 3 ones.
All right. So your memory pool is now 1. Before we do this, roll 1D for your memory.
1.
All right. So you were searching the charred body or the guy in the chair.
Both. Probably the guy in the chair, because that was been the closest we were at the computer. I think I want to search that.
Okay. You notice a couple things. You notice, one, that one who was slumped over, his hand was covering a big red button. And as you move it, the label on that says lockdown. You also can see that same charring coming out of his facial orifices. So, eyes are burned out, nostrils, mouth, ears burned out. Large burn around that data jack where he was plugged in.
I would like to search the body on the table if I can.
Okay. And you do find a key card.
That's what I was looking for the first time.
Yeah. I'm just better than you.
Yes. Yes, you are.
At searching, at least.
Yes. Jordan, roll 5D.
While he's rolling, I kind of like the fact that there's a 2 of us, if not 3 of us, that have never played Shadowrun, because we don't even know like what some of the skills are. And so it adds this extra thing.
I barely know my name at this point.
Right.
So I just rolled 5D and I got 3 successes to search the charred body laying on the table.
You can tell that it was a human. There were a lot of cybernetics on this human.
Like cybernetics tracking down like where the blood vessels are, or?
No, doesn't appear to be. There are a couple data jacks. Looks like the eyes that were burned out, there are some metallic things left where the eye, in the eye sockets.
I'd like to remove those.
What are you going to remove those with?
My fingers.
Okay.
Your dexterity. Going to roll
3.
2 successes.
They're in there pretty good.
Mm-hmm. Okay, well, worth a shot.
I want to check the rest of my body then for things. As he's, you know, I found jacks on my head. I want to see, check to examine myself.
That's good. That's good. Roll me 3.
To search yourself?
I'm difficult. a 5, a 3, and a 1.
So one success.
One success. One success.
Nothing really can
tell. Nothing. I appear to be a troll.
Yeah, you appear to be a troll. With a data
only
jack.
Wearing a shirt and pants, and you have a data jack. That's what you can tell.
Are the tables made out of metal? The
tables are made out of metal.
Are the tables bolted to the floor?
Yes, they're bolted to the floor.
I'm going to attempt to wrench one of them from the floor.
Okay.
If I appear to be 100% troll.
I was about to try the same thing.
Of course. The orc and the troll.
That's good. If you want to try it at the same time, this is the way teamwork works.
Oh, he gets a hernia.
All right. The way teamwork works is you would take the main person doing it, which would be you. You're the one that's going to make the roll.
Okay.
The assisting people would make the roll first. And then any hits, those number of hits add dice to your pool.
To their pool.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Okay.
That makes sense.
So, you're assisting Johnny? Yes,
I'm assisting.
You are going to roll 7.
My skills that I've written down so far are search and body theft.
Body theft?
4 successes.
4 successes. All right. So, that means, Mike, you are going to roll 13.
13. Oh, boy. That's the 9 plus his 4. Oh, gosh. That looks awful. But there's only 1 success.
Only 1 hit? Nope. It was not very easy.
Please describe how this works. I want to do this.
I get the hernia.
So, as you go to lift the table, you hear creaking from the orc side and nothing from the troll side. The blonde is going to get back on the computer terminal.
Well, I should have figured
something. Trying to do something.
That should have been like strength, I guess.
So, I'm going to walk over to the computer terminal and ask the blonde what she's doing.
She's like, I'm trying to shut off this alarm. And that don't you think that would be smart?
So, just to clarify something you said earlier, as I was searching the body, his hand came off of a button that said lockdown. Had the button been pressed, like, by his hand, that I could tell? Was it?
You can't tell.
Okay, I'm going to press the lockdown button.
Nothing happens.
Okay.
Pop it up.
You're right, just
buttons work.
Well, there are buttons like that. Just stop buttons are that way.
Yeah. Can I see a place on the desk table to scan this key card or anything?
On the table, no.
You don't see anything. Then I'm going to start wandering around the room looking for where this key card would be used.
You see nothing in the room for like a key card slot. Make another memory roll.
3.
Jordan, you're standing by the
blonde. I'm standing
blonde.
By the blonde, yes.
You see, looks like security measures pop up on the screen of the laptop.
Ooh.
So, let's say there is a terminal that looks like a laptop that's actually plugged into the bank of monitors. So, you see nothing coming up on the big monitors, but on
the little monitors.
Little on the laptop screen.
The laptop, you see some security measures that pop up, which is like, I think I got something here.
I take a look at those and try and read them. Are they in English?
They are in English.
Okay, cool. Do I speak English?
No.
Everybody speaks English.
It's common.
You may speak something else, but everybody speaks English.
That looks like trouble coming our way.
I'm going to, like, push the screen to see if it's a touch screen.
It's not.
No. What do the messages actually say, now that we've established that they're in English and it's not a touch screen?
A bunch of different numbered zones.
Mm-hmm.
And then zone status is for quite a number of different zones. Seems like they're just scrolling through it. All the statuses just say enabled.
Oh, that's not good.
Like I said, trouble. Trouble coming. Let's get those doors open.
7 to try to force the doors apart.
If you could find a place to force the doors apart.
You said there was the crack in the...
No, there was... He was feeling around the edge of the doors.
Oh, so he says double door.
Yes.
Okay, so is there a crack going down the middle, or...?
There is a seam down the middle, yes.
Okay.
Is it horizontal, or is it vertical?
It is vertical. There's only one edge.
Okay.
So they don't come together. It looks like one of the doors overlaps.
Okay. So I want to get on the one edge and try to pull it.
You want me to assist on that first?
Sure.
Does that go first? So I roll my 9 to assist, correct?
Yes, roll your 9.
Maybe I can do better this time. Oh, these went out. 3 hits. So you get +3 on that?
Mm-hmm.
7 or 10.
2.
Nope. You're by the door. You're by the door. You're by the terminal.
Mm-hmm.
Blonde is by the terminal.
Yeah, I've probably made my way back over towards the terminal.
Where the blonde and the elf are.
Yeah.
Okay. All right.
How wide is the door, double doorway?
It's wide. It's a wide door.
Okay.
You could drive a vehicle through it.
Okay.
So what if I use the orc as a battering?
Your head seems solid.
Come here, you.
Is there a laptop at the other terminal?
There is not.
What happens if I unplug the laptop? Can I carry it around with me?
Yes, you can.
Does it have any kind of lines, that like a USB input or output or anything like that?
Yes.
Like, okay. Talking to the bot, do you think we could access more of the security measures to see if we can like open the door from the computer?
Yeah, I mean, I'm trying to at least get this alarm off.
Okay, well, can I help you?
Sure.
How many dice can I help with?
You can help with 3.
Can more than one person help? Since all 3 of us, the blonde, the elf, and the dwarf, are all standing there,
I'm just thinking, when you're sitting there at a computer, and you have people talking over top of you, trying to do this,
yeah. No, so there's a difference between do this, and, you know, like, for my job, we do kind of side seat help, you know, like, you forgot this.
Yes.
Make sure so can more than one person help?
Yes. In that capacity, yes.
Okay, then I will attempt to do the same. You're 7?
Yes, roll 7. Yes, I know.
I got 1 success.
2 successes here.
So 3 bonus dice. So 40 dice over here.
5 successes. All right. So as appears that the zones are scrolling, there's one that is blinking, says tripped.
Oh.
Mr. Push the Button.
That folder seems to open up, and then lit second later, the alarms stop.
Oh, thank God, that was hurting my ears.
And as you do that, you hear static coming from the bank of monitors on both sides, and then an image starts to flicker through the static. The image is of a odd-looking dwarf. From what you guys know, this dwarf is, I mean, he's scrawny for a dwarf. He looks wrinkled in the face, but it's odd. He looks old because his skin is a bit wrinkled.
But not sickly.
Just like very slim for a dwarf. And his facial hair is very scraggly. Like, most of it looks like peach fuzz.
This is a mixture of old
wiry wisps of hair.
I'm picturing the keeper at Neverending Story, the one who watches the Oracle.
Yeah.
Yeah. Same. Except he looks old, but doesn't look old. He's got welder's goggles on top of his head. And he's wearing a white tank top, but he's got suspenders on. And it's like a fish eye view of a camera. And he's like right up in there. And you hear through the speakers him speaking. And you can tell he's speaking because through the static, you can say it matches his demeanor and his face as he's doing it. He's like,
all right, guys, I only got a couple minutes. I haven't been able to figure out how to actually get in to give you a live communication. So this is just a pre-recorded. Only got a couple minutes. I think they've already found me. So what you guys would do, you got to make sure that Zero is able to give you all the information on where the armory is. Armory is the next step. And then...
And you start to hear gunfire, and he starts to duck his head. He's like...
And then, just don't let May find you. Don't let May find you. Stay away from May as much as possible.
And then there's a flash of sparks, and the video cuts out. And then the monitors go back to constant snow and static.
Zero good, May bad.
I put zero information.
Zero cool.
You're zero cool.
The blonde is like, who's Zero?
Who's May?
I don't know. I don't know my name, that's for sure.
So we're supposed to go to the armory next. Do we have any kind of like schematic of this facility? Like
the odd looking dwarf said Zero would be able to get us to the armory.
Yeah.
Blonde goes over and starts checking bodies.
Yeah, I'm going to look at it, see if there are, like, numbers on the tables or something.
Check the bottom of my foot.
Andy's? Andy's.
All right, so, Jordan.
Yep, roll your five.
That's what I thought. One success.
Are there any visible numbers on any of us?
A patch on the shirt or something?
Yeah.
Oh, it's shaving
perhaps our heads. A tattoo on our wrist.
Anything visible like that?
Some of you do have tattoos.
Who has tattoos?
Jordan has... neck tattoos.
Magic.
Johnny has tattoos.
Ooh.
Do they have numbers?
They do not go with numbers.
What do mine look like?
What's mine say?
Sweet.
Dude.
They look like runes.
Oh, elvic? Or no, dwarvic runes?
Well, you cannot see them because they're on your neck.
That's why I'm asking you. That's why I'm asking you, Blondie. What does it look like?
I can't read them.
Can you read these?
No.
I can read those. It says power and might. I think they make you strong.
Stronger than him?
I think so. Those are magical runes on your neck.
You should try punching the door and find out.
I would rather punch the door than punch a person.
Wise choice.
Yeah, because... magical runes are going to make you able to punch down a steel door.
You never know. I mean, it's worth a shot. So I'm going to do my level best and just see what happens.
And meanwhile, Orcus sort of...
I'm going to walk up to the door.
I envision broken bones.
No, hold on.
So wind up.
Before you do this. Wait. That's not how you... activate the runes. You have to really, really focus and imagine and get into your objective. Visualize and attack.
This is gonna be fun. Roll me 9.
Visualize and attack.
I'm going to sit on the ground.
It's either Connor or Slade.
One.
I'm going to put 2 fingers to my temple, cover the tattoo on my neck. I'm going to close my eyes, and I'm going to think of that wonderful tropical beach that I was imagining. And I'm going to focus hot stepping across the sand to build up my attack strength. And I'm just going to flow my chi right through my fists into the door.
Before you throw a fist... roll me 90 and increase your memory to 1.
Jedi mind trick for 9D. Hey, 4 successes.
Now, before we resolve that, roll me your 1 memory.
For some reason, I have a memory of a dog barking. Roll a 5.
Nope.
Okay. I channel myself. I draw in my breath to center my chi in my gong. I stand up. I take a few steps away. I crouch down. I run towards the door, and I jump, and I execute a roundhouse kick.
So, you spin, and then as you do, there seems to be this blue force of energy that leaves your foot and goes flying towards the door. Slams up against the door.
Okay.
In a brilliant flash of light and sound.
I would like to say that the door resonates like a bell. Almost like a Nepali singing bowl. And I just like land on my feet and I go, whoa.
As the sound of that gong kind of trails off, you can hear rising up from the opposite terminal side, there's a radio that I said was there at the beginning.
We all missed the radio.
Static comes through the radio and you hear a voice, and it's a deep voice.
Jensen, are you there?
Yeah.
Pick up the radio, or
yes. I pick up the radio. Yeah.
Are we still good down there?
A little bit of a hang up.
Yeah, it's acting kind of weird up here. I may need to call May in on this.
I'm not sure about that. Not yet.
Well, we got a signal up here that something was tripped down there.
Yeah, we get that under control.
We? Who's with you?
There's me and all these bodies.
Are you talking to them again, Jensen?
I can't help it. I get lonely sometimes.
I walk over. Hi, who is this?
My head's not on the speaker, on the little talk button.
Hi, who is this? I'm Magic Foot.
Hey, do you do that?
Yes.
I punch you.
You hear a puzzled grunting coming through the radio set.
Jensen, who is that? I'm alerting May right now. Stay at your post. She will be down promptly.
Before we resolve the punch to the elf, we'll find out what happens with that the next episode of Bo Throwers Theater.
Thank you for listening to Bone Throwers Theater. We are releasing this podcast under a Creative Commons Attribution Non-Commercial, No Derivatives 3.0 Unported License. That means you can share the podcast, but please do not modify it or try to gain financially from it. If you would like to visit our website, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater.com. If you would like to send us an email, you can do so at bonethrowerstheater@gmail.com. Our Twitter handle is bonethrowerstheater. You can also look us up on Facebook and subscribe to our YouTube channel. And until next time, may the bones fall ever in your favor. This has been a Nerd Circle podcast production.